Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us right now is Professor Eitan Gilboa. He's the director for the Center for International Communications at Bar-Ilan, one of the leading experts on media diplomacy and public perception. Professor Eitan Gilboa, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you had a great Chag.
Good morning. Yes, I had a great Chag.
All right. I'm in the middle of an argument with our listeners. I'm saying, take a moment to if you come to Johannesburg, you would see specifically in the Jewish areas, trees are adorned with yellow ribbons. People's gates to their homes have yellow ribbons. It's quite a prominent feature. In fact, outside one of the kosher supermarkets, they've reserved a parking bay. Not that they thought that the hostages would come and need parking, but that parking bay was just it blocked out, and it said, you know, just a way of always remembering and keeping the hostages very, very much in our minds. I'm suggesting that we have to move forward even whilst we fight for the return of those whose lives have been lost. What's your thoughts?
I'm suggesting that there is an agreement that was signed between Israel and Hamas, with the United States, Qatar, Turkey, and Egypt, guaranteeing certain elements. And Hamas has already violated a critical element.
Right.
And this is a bad sign for the future, because according to the agreement, Hamas is supposed to be disarmed, Gaza has to be demilitarized, another government has to be in place with supervision by the United States and some kind of an oversight organization led by the United States. And Hamas seems to be thinking it could survive and still control Gaza. In the last few days, Hamas, a vicious terrorist organization, we have to remember, has executed many of those who have opposed them during the long war. I've not seen any report about those activities by Hamas. In fact, we have conducted research. We have found very little references throughout the last 2 years to Hamas. Nobody knows what Hamas is.
Mm.
And so the question is not whether or not the living are more important than the deceased. Obviously, this is the case. But the issue is whether or not Hamas is going to be evicted or leave Gaza. And President Trump has said in the last few days that if Hamas does not disarm and leave Gaza by diplomacy, by the agreement, force will be used. So this is the main issue in my judgment.
So the issue is, of course, the fact that Hamas are most definitely not to be trusted, but we knew that. If we thought that Hamas wasn't going to try something here and try and retain control, I think we were being naive. I'm assuming that everybody knew that. How do we know when they talk about not being able to find or identify all of the deceased hostages, how do we know what's true and not true?
I tell you, first of all, Israel knows that Hamas knows about the places of, say, at least maybe 20 of those of the deceased. And the fact of the matter is that it returned to Israel like four first time, another four second time, and yesterday two. All of those 10 have been known to Hamas before. They should have been returned in one time, and Hamas did not do it. And so Israel intelligence told the countries, the states involved in the agreement, even places where Israel thinks those deceased are, with specific spaces, places.
Right.
And so obviously, so you agree, Hamas cannot be trusted, but but Hamas has to deliver, and the other countries involved in the agreement must press Hamas to completely and fastly comply with the commitments it has taken upon itself in the agreement. Otherwise, what we have done? There is an agreement to end the war, release all the hostages, those who are alive and those who are deceased. And if you do not insist on complete compliance with this element, how would you trust compliance with the other more significant articles or items in Trump's 21-point plan for not only for Gaza but for the entire Middle East? And we know that what will happen in Gaza has ramifications not only for Gaza but also for Trump's vision for peace in the region. So I think it's very critical that Hamas be forced in the next few days to fully comply with the agreement it signed.
What is likely to happen if they don't? Because it's hard to imagine Israel having the appetite now to reverse the withdrawal and go back in at this point. What do you think is likely to actually practically take place?
There are a number of sanctions that Israel has already applied. For example, the Rafah crossing was supposed to be opened for free passage from Gaza to Egypt and vice versa. And Israel announced that this is not going to happen until all the hostages are returned. There are some sanctions that could be applied with humanitarian aid. We know that Hamas is stealing this humanitarian aid and resell it for exorbitant prices. So Israel could reduce that. And there are some other measures that Israel could apply, and I think will apply, if Hamas does not return all the deceased hostages.
Mm. What are we hearing out of Sharm el Sheikh? What is anything there being released to the press?
There are representatives. Israeli representatives included in Sharm el Sheikh, and this is exactly the place where negotiations are being held right now as we speak about compliance. Israel fully implemented its share of the agreement, released all the Palestinian terrorists. Not prisoners, terrorists.
Of course.
And I was quite amazed to see how mass media in the West compared releasing of the hostages with the release of terrorists. Like, they have posted pictures one side by side. This is ridiculous, but this is typical of the kind of coverage we have seen in the Western media about the war in Gaza. So I think that in Sharm el Sheikh, Israel and the United States are applying much pressure on Turkey, Qatar, Egypt to press Hamas to fully comply with the agreement. And if they are not able to do so, I think the entire agreement is in danger.
That is very, very concerning. But unfortunately, where we do have to leave it. Thank you, as always, Professor Eitan Gilboa, bringing his perspective. Of course, he didn't answer my question about the yellow ribbons, but that's okay. He didn't have to. Professor Eitan Gilboa, Director of the Center for International Communications at Bar-Ilan University.